brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday, from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time, right here on Genesis, on all the birds, transmitted 24 hours a day over the internet at Infowars.com, the free podcast as well. You can subscribe to it and get the 3 hours daily delivered to your MP3 or iPod player. Mark Kornke joins us in this third hour. Political prisoner, just got out of jail for being run off the road by the police for 7 years, worked in Army intelligence and helped expose the civilian inmate labor camp programs. He now joins us. Mark, it's clear they were going to try to go for martial law in the early 90s. We have backed them off. Their New World Order is way behind schedule, but they're still moving forward. We never really got to this yesterday, but just in 3 minutes, 4 minutes before we break, then we're going to come back and take calls continually. What does Mark Kornke, in his tea leaves and his crystal ball, projecting forward with all the intel and data and ideas and instincts and precog, everything you've got, what do you see unfolding in the next 5 years, looking at current Patriot growth and resistance, New World Order actions? Give us your best dead reckoning. I mean, not this could happen or that could happen. What do you see happening? We understand it's not 100%. It's not 80%. It's probably 70%. But in generalities, what do you see breaking?
First of all, there's one project just that you mentioned, the prison camp / the prison system mechanism in the United States was designed to help bankrupt the state-level governments. That's something that's on the horizon right now. Some states backed out of the program. This was part of the civilian detention detention camp networks program, but it was expanded here. For instance, in Michigan, we see this now in Texas, in your own state, California, and also, for instance, in New York, New Jersey, and there's a whole list. But many states did not buy into this program. So now you have a patchwork of states that are in better economic standing, even though they were mediocre states for resources. Other states, like Michigan, have completely destroyed their economy. The socialists have done exactly what was expected. What they did is they virtually handed by the bucket load with no accountability money through the 90s and got these people to overspend on a vast level. Michigan only had three prison pods, three sets of prisons in the whole of the state for probably close to 150 years. All of a sudden, for instance, we have 54 prison pods in the state of Michigan. These prison pods each cost almost as much as the original prison site.
And they've got to feed more people into them continually to continue growing that system, or it implodes.
That's right. The darkness of what we explained to everybody very, very early on was that, remember, if they're treating it like a business, if you're treating it like a business, what's the product? People. The automatic growth rate needs to be 2%. If it's 2%, that means 2% more in the way of people have to come in. But here's the problem. This is a vampire feeding frenzy. They're used to thieving and stealing out the back door from a specific level. This is going to would really heavily damage the state economies, but it helps them to shift over to the regional government mechanism. And that's
now, let's be clear. They destroy the local and put it into regions and counties, and then into the state, which is then in state regions with federal boards over it, and then the federal boards all reporting to international boards.
Exactly.
And you have the total circumnavigation of local control and sovereignty and nationalism.
So far, you can't hear any of the voices that are supposedly managing the situation, and they being totally disconnected could care less about the end result. And that's where we are right now. Now, that's one of the key points, because it has undermined the education system. It has expanded the gulag system in the United States.
Well, let's be clear. They've said this with Homeland Security. All the big new scholarships, some colleges, like half their curricula now, is Homeland Security. You ensure the new economy is secret police, is secret arrest, because it's the only jobs available, and the fiat money system will only fund that. Then you bankrupt the economy and literally put people into work brigades under national service. This is all being discussed. This is by design.
Yes, and in fact,
shifting us out of a free market into a command and control slave grid.
This is what Soviet socialism was all about, why there are no movies on it. Hollywood can't do the movies about it because they embrace the practice. They have embraced it. Soviet Russia worked exactly the same way, and this country is being geared to be put in the same
motion. All right, we'll finish that thought and go straight to your calls. 1-800-259-9231. I'm Alex Jones.
It's here at
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, as promised, we're going to go to your phone calls, but this point that has been raised about the economy shifting over into a command and control, first, they get you into a fake Cold War by the very same banks who are financing both sides to build up a large centralized state. They have welfare. They sell you on it. If the state wants to help you, their own federal documents show that it's about domesticating you, getting you dependent, breaking up the family. We've gone from, in the single digits of illegitimate children being born to over half now. In the black community, over 90%, everything falling apart. Then the state comes in after they tell you to run around like a bunch of heathen, you know, train you to not discipline your kids so they turn out bad. Then the state comes in, whammo, while leaving the borders open, destroying the sovereignty, pumping in the illegal aliens to drive down the wages, to blow out the economy, building prisons everywhere. I mean, Texas has more prisons. Texas is number three in the world for prisons, ahead of any country. It's the U.S., then China, then Texas. It's prisons everywhere, the only economy in small towns, no more manufacturing. They say this, by design, then the terror threat, then major university heads we've had on, major professors, where half the new curriculum is Homeland Security, how to data mine, how to spy, how to set up cameras, how to be a police officer, how to be a security guard, ITT technical, doesn't teach how to fix motherboards or computers anymore. It teaches how to be a security guard, how to be a cop, how to be a jail guard. Everything shifts over because now they've blown out the free market economy that made you independent. Now they're forcing you out of the money system they control to work in one of their conduits. And again, that you can call that the command and control neo-feudalist model. When we say the Soviets did it, I don't want to get in the trap of, oh, it's a commie conspiracy. That's only one face of a multi-faced hydra out there. One more command and control system, as Carol Quigley, Bill Clinton's mentor, head of political science, Georgetown, said, the bankers, the roundtable groups, control the communists, the fascists, the socialists. Anything that consolidates is their friend. Mark Kornke, finish that thought. We've got to go to calls.
Exactly. It's not just Soviet socialism. The idea is that, and the reason I call it not communism, but call it what it is, Soviet socialism.
Oh, I wasn't disagreeing with you that Soviet socialists did this model. I was just expanding it out and showing people the semantical fact that it is different names for the same creature.
Right. We have Fabian socialism, Soviet socialism, National Socialism. Here's the key word, socialism. They're all the tripe that believes that they own your person. The key to this is private property. My time is my time. Alex's time is Alex's time. Our lives on this planet are not the property of a bunch of sycophants.
And they're training us to think in groupthink, not to help the whole, but because the elite is scared of the population, they want to get us all into a herd mentality so they can extract our wealth.
Exactly. In fact, and wealth is time. Time is everything. You cannot reach into a pocket and pull out a pop. You can't reach into your pocket and pull out a handful of seconds and give them to me, can you, Alex?
No, I can't.
And that makes it the single most valuable commodity. The sick minds at the other end that we're dealing with here, the trash, the gutter wipes.
And they make us spend all our time complying and stooping and bowing. And notice how they've changed the nomenclature from public servant, from statesman, to official, authority, excellency, your honor, sir.
Exactly.
Kissing up to them.
The problem is that this gets back to the same thing that we broke away from and scraped the table clean of, and that was getting away from these hierarchies and actually creating a society that was based upon on people, based upon the fact that all of us have specific God-given rights. That's what the whole document was.
And the incredible part is the socialist minions claim it's all about humanity and the individual. It's the opposite. True free market, true liberty culture is the ultimate utopia. It grows into incredible wealth, but then the kids become decadent, their children become evil, and you get evil again. The
right.
problem is that this system makes us too successful.
Well, but my problem with that there is if we were to keep on course and if America taught America, we would not have that problem. But remember, what was the first thing that our enemies focused upon?
They took over the education system.
That's right. Through the use of taking over the finance system, they altered and created an alien education mechanism.
Then they bought the media.
That's right.
Then they federalized the local cities. Then they brainwashed the police.
And not only are they buying it, but keep in mind, remember that it may take a generation, but the boobies that they have conditioned through the higher levels of higher education in the graduate study area. Remember, I worked at the University of Michigan for 18 years, and I watched this. First of all, it's interesting. On the one hand, more and more of this, and it didn't matter who the person is, male, female, he, she, or it, and key it being getting more promotion than he or she. It doesn't make any difference who it was, what race it was. The idea is that when you get up into the higher tiers, they have got this conditional mechanism whereby it's that they're at war and it's us and them. And again, these people are not the brightest. I've sat down and looked at some of the papers that they've generated, and they, to me, I mean, I'm not the sharpest razor in the packet here, okay? But, you know, Daddy didn't train no fool. Okay, the quality of the educational papers that I saw generated by many of these students, my children homeschooled at the fourth grade level were producing better papers, better
and
products.
They take mindless drivel written at a fifth, sixth grade level for current education standards, and they call it genius and incredible ideas.
Exactly.
And they just fawn over each other. It's disgusting.
Well, part of that is to remember this. The nature of the creature is such that once they have power, they're always looking over their back, concerned about the executive letter openers being thrust between somebody's shoulder blades. And that's one of the things that has created this downward spiral. The problem is, like you said, the decadence is coming because the people who are controlling key elements of the controlled media, as we call it, but key elements where they're focusing on the young to create conflict, in fact, they would say don't rebel, but then automatically everything is designed to get into that hedonistic
mindset. Look at Fox TV. Every male role model is stupid, mindless, weak, and the woman rules him. That goes back to the slave plantation with the house slaves being the women keeping everybody in line.
Yes. And it, but then, of course, remember, it wasn't just that group of the population that was being done with. There were, and they weren't the only ones enslaved. There were, that were slaves. There have been examples of this throughout the
indentured servants.
Yeah, we have got. You know, that's one of the things Western civilization used to be taught. Of course, now the in vogue thing, and it has been since I was going to college. The in vogue thing was for everybody to be looking down on American history, and the problem with that is, again, America is not teaching America. I don't give a hoot what's happening in Iraq right now. Other than the fact that it's threatening the peace of the world, but that's halfway around the globe. I can turn and go down the street here and show you empty factories. I can go down the street here and I can show you people who are losing their homes. I can drive down the street right now, and out of 100 homes that are on a county road, you will find 87 of them for sale. You'll find all the toys out in the front yard for sale. Why? Because while everybody's looking way over there, you've got the vampires feeding off this country to the point where they're down to leather and bone over here. We need to focus here. Now, that doesn't mean.
But there's a guy with dark hair and dark skin. He's going to get me.
And in a matter of 14 seconds, if we really, really, really were serious, we could turn the area into a glass parking lot and the rest would be history. But it wouldn't be any fun for those people who are power freaks. Because they're not only manipulating the
they enjoy America is being demonized, gone from the most loved to the most hated, and the globalists are setting up their European Union as the central spire. As America expands their Lebensraum, their living space, we then take the blame for expanding the New World Order, just like the Soviets took the blame of expanding the first phase.
Yep. Now, the biggest thing that we have here right now is to offer solutions, and the one thing is for those people who are highly motivated, it is the small business, and actually, this is the key to everything. We've lost the heavy, large businesses. They're leaving. They're gone. General Motors already cut its tendons here years ago when they moved the axle plant. The key components were already sent to China. They are ready to send the rest of the trappings, the minor parts that mean nothing. Drivetrain and heavy components are what make up industry. The machinery that can drop forge, the material, the systems that infuse cast. Whatever technology, whatever toys you want to play with it, you can stare it at your desk right here in front of you right now.
The factories that make the machines that make the machines.
Exactly. It took us hundreds. It took the founding fathers planting a seed. Look in the Constitution. It states that we will protect our tradesmen and artisans. We're not talking about somebody with a bottle of urine and a crucifix in it. They were talking about the men who build machinery, the people who build an industry. If you go to the Fairfax Resolves, if you go to even the Declaration of Independence, and the Fairfax Resolves are crucial, read them first. They were presented by a series of delegates, and they were the key problem to what we were worried about.
Because England was engaging in mercantilism and wouldn't allow finished goods to be developed here, and that forced secret industry to form.
Exactly. Well, right now we have small machinery. We have the capability. We haven't lost it all. We have this whole series of trained professionals who are masters of many trades, who are hands-on masters, but we're going to lose them to death because we are not focusing on preserving the knowledge, the passed-down knowledge from person to person. Well, Grandma who's out there listening, one of the things you can do is to buy machinery. We don't need big. We need lots of little right now. We're going to have to be ready to rebuild because if they collapse the economy, their assumption is that we're all supposed to throw our hands up in the air, run out on the front porch, and sit and wait for FEMA. Well, we saw what happened with that down in New Orleans. If you sit and wait for
FEMA.
You've
always been saying this, Mark, and we did see what happened. We've got to be ready to have small communities. And frankly, I know in the first wave, if they decide to go with this scenario, they planned for us to get in big fights with our military and the police, chew them all up. You're going to lose, by the way. They told you you're going to win. And then they're going to send in the foreign troops as a second wave.
Well, the problem is, okay, that's war. Don't worry about that. We're going to kick their ass. Forgive me. We're going to kick rumpus. Bottom line is that the population has a capability. They don't grow soldiers on trees. They're already having a problem in hiring mercenaries that aren't very good. The quality has gone down.
No, that's my point, Mark, is that we're going to trounce the military and the police if they try this. They don't know they're being set up by the globalists for the patriots to destroy the first wave, the globalists' real enemy, our police and military. Then they're going to send in the real wave.
Exactly. That's what I originally in American Peril, and long before that, this is something I try to argue, is that you do not have to worry about the internal war. What you would have to worry about is the fact that the other elements that are the true threat are the tool that they're going to try to use for the...
And by
the
way, folks, how many things have happened you thought you'd never see? This
is
the plan. It's going to happen. We've got to go to calls. I promise, the second we come back, straight to your calls.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's a secret group that wants the government to spend itself into bankruptcy? Did you know that current President Bush has the largest percentage of increase in spending than any Democrat has ever had? 38% higher than Bill Clinton's highest budget. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I don't want to get into all the news about how foreign troops are helping us and all the events I've been to where foreign troops trained to take our guns and put us in camps. I mean, folks, I've been there. I've videotaped them admitting it's for America. This is real. Mark Hornke's our guest. Greg in Florida, then Joe, Greg, Bill, Brandon, and others. Greg, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, thank you. It's been a while waiting, but it's been worth it here. Let me tell you what I'm dealing with. I'm in the state of Florida in Pinellas County where Terry Schiavo was starved to death. And what it is, 2.5 years ago, our daughter got accidentally bit by someone else's dog. The Department of Children and Family have came out and taken our kids now for the past 2.5 years. And me and my wife have fought to get our kids back, and they're planning on terminating our rights in May And we've done everything you can possibly do. Now we don't.
So a dog bit your child, and they came and took how many children?
They took four kids. Now,
what kind of dog do you have?
It wasn't our dog. It was someone else's dog. It was a German Shepherd dog. But what the situation?
How old are your children?
Well, they're 7 years and older. We put together a website called FreeOurKids.com that's gone out over the nation. If you could watch it, Alex, we would like to have you host a program just watching what's happening in the state of Florida to our children.
No, sir, I know. They kidnapped 3,000 that are missing. That was in the news a couple years ago. I'll tell you what, sir, let me check it out. I'll get you on as a guest. And, yeah, they grab your kids and they try to terminate it. And I mean, Mark, you want to comment on the scumbag CPS?
Well, that's one of the things that it's tied into the whole program, separation of the children. We've had a series of children have been taken from their parents up here in the state of Michigan, and it's been covered in almost every one of the control papers where they were handed over to other commercial foster homes. Let's call them what they are. These people are foster parents, but they're stacking and racking the kids like cordwood. One beat a child to death here about a week and a half.
Hell, the Texas Youth Commission's run by a bunch of pedophiles publicly. They run whorehouses of them out of the buildings, and no one's going to stop it. The government's run by pure scum.
Well, that's one of the things that's a good example. Remember, we talked about colleges, the process of moving the children or moving the students and filtering them through the school system, the college system, until you get a specific type of person. And it is not qualification that determines who is going to be moved up into the graduate area. The individuals who are, remember, once you plant the seed, you get the perverts in there. What happens is they become the dominant force.
Let me go back. Well, I agree. Let me go back to our caller, Greg in Florida. Greg, let me guess. At first, you didn't know about this, and you signed some papers?
No. We refused. Our people that we knew told us. They put us in they court-ordered us into a parenting class where they told us that we have to teach our kids about being homosexual, lesbian, gay, and bisexual at the age of 5 and 6 years old. And my wife said, we're Christians. We're not going to teach them.
And so you said no, and then when did they come and snatch your children?
They came 2 days. The girl who came and took our kids, she falsified 26 cases prior to our case, and she was arrested. But the reason she was arrested was because what happens is she was laughing at me on the phone as I was crying. I was crying out to God after I got on the phone, and I asked the Lord God to help us. And the next day, in the St. Pete Times, comes up, Megan Gallagher arrested for falsifying 26 cases for the
Department of
Children's
Good. Well, let's pray right now. Everybody pray right now that his children be released. How many of your children have they kidnapped?
Four.
So you got four kidnapped children by the state, and they're trying to terminate your... Well, I mean, what, is the state making this a big fight?
Once you see it, what it is, we have become a national... When you watch the website, FreeOurKids.com, you'll see we
so
have become...
So Florida's making it a fight. How long have they had your children?
2.5 years.
Did they brainwash him and not give him food to say lies about you?
Everything you can imagine.
No, I mean, that's standard in their hand. Yeah, that's a handbook.
It's so sad to see what they've done to
our
kids.
Well, listen, sir, I'm going to check it out, freeourkids.com. I'm going to get you on. I'll give that to my producer. Thank you. Mark, that's the big thing that tears my guts out. But right down here in Texas, they admit five times more likely to abuse children is the foster care system and is the state, but then they act like they're the good guys when they're above the law, and really every pedophile, in the country just goes and joins up.
Well, at each tier, we're seeing that this is consistent, especially with, first of all, indoctrinating the children at the lower level, or once they get hold of them, like you said, through any combination of depredation, the lack of heat, lack of food, dehydrating them a little, and then turning around and basically...
By the way, it's standard, folks. They torture the children. Even school counselors, to make kids talk, will grab them in the morning and not let them eat all day. And that's
right.
Mainstream that they publicly torture them. Dad, did you hear about in Michigan where they come into the elementary students and throw fake blood on them and put guns in their head
until
they soil themselves and then say militias did this, homeschoolers did this? That's classic trauma-based mind control. That is shock re-education.
Well, one other thing. Now, that's there again. Everybody's listening. We need solutions. Solution, we need to make sure that we're educating. How do we educate? With the massive tools that each person can now afford for pennies. A CD or a DVD disc can be left everywhere, people, and everybody can be motivated to watch.
That's right, folks. Don't be frustrated. Get even with these murdering pedophile scum. Go totally insane. Make copies of films. Start websites. Call into talk shows. Run around. Just never stop. We're going to go right back to your calls when we get back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatsNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatsNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatsNow.com.
Do you need more than just the constant news of impending tyranny? Yes, this is Elizabeth Border back with The Divided Kingdom, the hour that analyzes spiritual and cultural issues too. Lou Blanchard and I are delighted, thanks in large part to past listeners' lobbying efforts, now to be on the great Genesis Communications Network Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Central. Formidable Alex Jones says, "This is the network often imitated, but never duplicated. Lou and I made the conscious decision to move to GCN because of its classy lineup and leadership. We invite you to hear our program, one we pray will strengthen and bless you. Indeed, trouble is part of the story, but the fellowship of faith surpasses it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Central. Also, be sure to visit our Tuesday guest host, Dr. Carl Sanders' website, trumpetmen.org.
Friends, it's not a joke. I mean, when you find out how abusive these government bureaucrats are and the things they do and the cold-bloodedness of them, it's just, it'll blow your mind. Let's hurry through calls now. We got to go quicker. Joe in Indiana, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I had a couple of questions. Well, first of all, I hope the guy before me, I hope everything's turning out all right with him. And for your guest, wanted to speak more on the Merrill Lynch and the, you know, with the loans and the prisoners.
Yes.
And you, maybe the vaccines for the schools, they're getting school funding for that. I want to know.
Well, they also, the police get a bounty. That's why when they come to your house because the neighbor heard yelling, somebody will go to jail. Not for a conviction. Police departments get federal money, hundreds of dollars, just for arrest. Then they tell the officers that's part of their funding. Mark, you want to comment?
Well, yeah, what he's talking about, most important here is something that we did a complete process of while I've been in the monastery. And it has to do with the fact that every time a prisoner goes into the system, they create what is called a penal bond. If you punch up penal bond, you get limited information through Google. You're going to have to go into the law library. Law libraries, and also into the Secretary of Treasury's office. The Secretary of the Treasury is completely cognizant of this mechanism. What this is an indentured servitude device which allows them to levy virtually tens of millions of dollars per person, per prisoner, based upon their time of incarceration. These bonds are generated when a person is transferred from the county level to the Fed or to the state. They're generated. The bonds instruments themselves are printed through the federal government, through the Secretary of the Treasury's office, combined with two others, including the IRS. The bonds are then sold on the open bond market for between 21 and 27 cents on the dollar. A prisoner's number, if you can find any prisoner's number, and you were to do a search through the Secretary of the Treasury's office, you can identify where the bond is because it's his obligation. He does work. He's one of the few people who does work for the people under the constitutional government of the United States. He's a business person. You tell him what you want, he finds it and brings it back. Now, he won't necessarily recover it, but what he's first doing is a survey to identify where the instruments are.
Mark, I'm going to have you on about this whole thing because I want to get to calls. We talked about it yesterday.
Okay.
It's a big, complex issue. Was that your specific comment or question, Joe, or what did you want to know?
And also, the schools getting funding for, like, vaccination rates, if they have, like, 90-plus percent or something like that.
That's all federal money that they're receiving as a bounty to kill the kids, basically. This whole thing with the edict to have the young girls vaccinated, all you people need to investigate what money they're receiving from the Fed. They get what is basically a bounty of $3,000 to $4,000 per head to perform an action that only costs pennies. They are using the mindset of the prostitute.
And it's because the government has special goodies in the shot because they love your daughter.
That's exactly, you know, even if it was just what's in the shot, what they claim, it's bad enough because, again, what you said earlier, the whole idea of this hedonistic promotion of, eat, drink, and be merry and worry about the consequences later is what is destroying the United States from within while there's pressure being applied from without.
Let's take another call. Thank you, Joe. Greg in New Jersey, go ahead.
Hi there, Alex. Greg here. I'm calling from the People's Republic of New Jersey.
Yes.
Gun confiscation and eminent domain. Hey, listen, and you're talking about, you know, children getting the short end of the stick. I took on my local school because they were collecting information on my daughter, on her grades and whatnot, and they were refusing to share it with me. And so I pulled an Alex Jones on them, and I was able to cite them the FERPA Act, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act, Title 20 USC, Section 1232.
Very good.
And I...
Yeah, everything they do is color of law fraud, but go ahead.
You've got to believe it. They said they couldn't share with me the documentation that they collected on my daughter, and I said, and I cited them the FERPA, and I specifically told them, I said, I got information for you. You either provide the information in the next 48 to 72 hours, or I will see to it that your funding will be pulled because it looks like FERPA somehow applies to any school that receives federal funding. So they didn't provide this information, which was going to affect my daughter's career, if you will, from a scholastic path. I told them, I'll use the FERPA law against them. I'm going to use this. I'm going to go down to my congressman's office. I gave him my congressman's number. I gave him my lawyer's number. And I said, and I got a list of radio shows. Yours, of course, at the top of the list, Alex. It says, I will drag your people through the mud if you don't capitulate.
And they're a bunch of lazy crooks who tell you you can't get in the school to see your children. They're doing it for your safety. Bull. It's so they can have their way with them.
And I reminded them that you work for me. And you should see the look on their face. I said, you got it? I said, I pay your bill. You don't pay my bill.
So they tried to tell you to sit down and shut up like they do everybody else.
Absolutely. Now, it has no comparison to this poor gentleman whose children were taken from him. But it just shows you, like, on the little things that they will do anything that they think they can get away with.
Remember the girl that was the valedictorian and all that, and the CPS tried to take her? They said she was going to college too early in New York. And these people never stop. Thank you for the call, sir. Mark, comments on that?
Very quickly, what he was mentioning. Remember that you're dealing with corporate contracts, with everything that's being done by both the Fed and the state and the county and the local government. What they're buying into is corporation. Well, they have a great time when they can spend the money, but they have a terrible time when they're put to the rules. Remember that using corporate law, you can apply specific complaint structure to the federal government and actually force the Fed to respond to and put a great deal of pressure from that direction on these other corporate entities.
And that's using it against them because the system was designed for the Fed to dominate the local, but you can activate the federal system to prosecute against its own tendril. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Bill in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today?
Good, sir.
Good. I've tried to get through a couple times. I'm glad to make it through today. I think you're a real patriot. I really like your show. I've been listening for about 6 months. I'm glad I did. You had brought up gene-specific weapons and things like that. I used to work as a middle, upper-level manager in a company that was affiliated with Anglo-American out of South Africa. And at a company function, one of our very senior-level officers was a little bit in the bag, and he actually told us of a gene-specific weapon program developed in South Africa in case they were to be overrun during the times of apartheid.
Well, he, what, he was
they
drunk?
They were going to use to...
by in the bag, you mean he was drunk?
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's actually a public program they developed, and then they sold that to the Israelis in the mid-1980s. But
actually, the Israelis helped them develop the program from what he said, and he used to be a naval officer in intelligence, so he knew what he was talking about.
Well, that may be another program, but just expanding on that, in the PNAC document, September 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, Dick Cheney wrote that they needed to legitimize in the media the use of race-specific bioweapons. So we have open discussion of race bioweapons in major national security white papers by think tanks. Mark Kornke?
Well, actually, that's one of the biggest problems we've got is when clandestine operations are created, one of the difficulties is keeping a leash on it. No matter what government it is, if you have a secret series of little secret societies that are doing the managing of special programs, who's to say what was done with them when there's a management shift, or say, as we saw, a significant change in government structure, like many of these countries that have been in turmoil, the sky's the limit as far as how they could market it once they become rather commercial. And again,
now let's go back.
I have a couple other points I'd like to bring up right at this point.
Sure, finish up what you wanted to say about the bioweapons and what he was saying.
I just wanted to bring that up that it's been developed and out there since the mid-80s.
Mm-hmm.
What else did your boss say?
He was pretty much in the bag at that point. Then he realized he should have kept his mouth shut and he walked away.
Was this a bio company you were working for?
No, that was one of these metal. It had a bio affiliate with it, but it was into metals and catalysis and platinum.
So he was just saying this is a former officer of the Navy.
No, he was down in South Africa dealing with their government because that's where they exported all their metals from.
Sure.
A couple other things. Going to Mark and Detroit right now, Reuters is saying that you can buy houses in Detroit for less than cars. You had Ron Paul last week give his speech. I think you should put that on your website as an MP3. And then lastly, they got on and said that Osama was the conspirator behind 9/11 within 15 minutes of the crash. Why did it take them 3 months to figure out who the D.C. sniper was? It's because he wasn't one of their in-the-bag terror.
Absolutely. Operations. Great points. And let me go back to what you just said about Michigan. If you want to know what the rest of the country is going to look like, go to certain areas of Texas, certain areas of Ohio, certain areas of Michigan. I mean, it's just ghost towns with old factories and facilities, and anybody who can still stay there works at a prison or works servicing the police. The police become totally arrogant, stomping around, swaggering, poor people scurrying around. I mean, Mark, it's pretty sad to see them do this to us, and everything's now the prisons.
Well, I've had many people writing over the years here, and one of the things, like example, Wisconsin, 126 farms and houses on one road. Two of the ladies who were counting them, 125 for sale signs. People trying desperately to move anything at all. The problem is, who's going to buy it if they do this natural land grab, which this is part of this. This is integrated into many different programs that were where the eco-freaks are attacking us from one direction. And that's not an accident. There are people who are actually rabid.
And then you've got the
people.
Corporations, and you've got the cheap goods coming in, and you've got the environmental laws. Well, it's the same thing in Mexico. We were down in Mexico 20 years ago, and they were already selling UN biosphere land, and they would kick all the native Indians off their land who were living in subsistence but happy. Growing maize, growing corn, hunting, owning ancestral little plots of 20, 30, 40 acres.
Exactly.
And they forced them all into Mexico City, and then now all to the maquiladoras, and now they are taking those jobs away to China. And so, I mean, it's all imploding. This is warfare. This is total siege.
On a level that most people really have a hard time accepting, because the first thing you have a difficulty with is accepting the idea that people would be this wicked. People have a difficulty with this. A lot of your listeners Well, just scrape that away. This is a different school of individuals.
This is cold-bloodedness. They revel in executing war against the individual because they see an independent, happy, healthy individual as a rival to their penultimate power monopoly.
Right, that gets back to the whole issue of private property. We are, in America, have been done a fine job of taking
care of ourselves. And private property is an engine of wealth, which is an engine of liberty.
Yes, exactly. Now, I'll tell you, one of the things that everybody needs to be doing, again, we already know about storage for food, we already know about water purification, but we also need to concentrate on food production. Everybody needs to be looking at seeds. And this is part of an ongoing program. Grandma and Grandpa, my mom and dad, they're still alive, by the way, always have had a root cellar, always have had a garden. My grandfather, right up until the day that he died, and he died about 94, he had a garden every year because he was the head of a household when the Depression hit. He swore that he would never get caught flat-footed like that again because everybody starved. Not the neighbor down the street, not the guy around the corner. When the Great Depression hit, everybody was caught flat-footed in the fall.
And let me tell you, white-tailed deer, and there were even mule down here in the Depression in East Texas, they were almost eaten. The mule are all gone, but the white-tail were almost all gone. You couldn't find possums, armadillos, nothing. And that was back with a moral, upright people, 80% of the public still living rural or semi-rural. Now you've got the opposite, 80% being urban. Can you imagine a Great Depression with the Lexus-driving bimbos? I mean, it's going to unravel in days.
And that's, again, when you take a look at what happened with New Orleans, around New Orleans proper. Now, not all areas were like this, because some areas already were organized.
But then they sent the FBI flatback trucks, backed up by Army, to go into the wealthy and middle-class areas that had generators and had guns, to put them on the ground and take their guns. We have video.
Oh, exactly. But the thing is, that was only at a point where people were caught flat-footed. The bottom line is, you're going to have to support the militia. The bottom line is the militia is the local population designed to protect and deal with all of these types of problems. You're going to have to do it quickly. You're going to have to organize the fire team at the squad level. And for the people who are coming in late, there's millions of people who have already organized. Millions. It's not cut down. It didn't die. There are millions upon millions of people out there. They're well organized. They're well trained. They're the cadre that can help to teach others now. And as we have said many times, a combination of both the militia combined with the gray matter between your ears, because your mind is your first best weapon, a well-rounded patriot is capable of working in government, shoveling cow manure if need be, defending his country, building a plane, helping to construct an industry, developing a farm. Virtually, we are generalists. If you become too specialized and think, I'm not going to dirty my hands in this, well, guess what? You're going to have a problem. We're going to have to be fully cognizant of all of our environment, and we're going to have to participate accordingly. And everybody out there who goes, well, I don't want to get involved with that, you know what? In 1775, a lot of the people didn't either. But the bottom line is they had to cough, make sure the body parts were attached, and step forward.
All right, let's take another call. I agree. Let's talk to Brandon in Missouri. Brandon, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi. It's an honor to be on your show. Earlier in the program, you were talking about the Rex 84 program, and
yeah.
We all know that FEMA has been setting up prison facilities.
Yeah, Mark, what do you think of that? Now in the Houston Chronicle, they admit they're building camps for the American people.
Well, if you know what American Peril is all about, then you'll understand that when I wrote about this, and I gave out a lot of the information clandestinely before we ever did American Peril. In 1988, when the first wave took place, Rex 84 was only 4 years old. Everybody knew it. Well, actually, correction. Rex 84 was 7 years old at that time. I had an individual step up to me. I was an inspector. There are many hats that I've worn. You do this. Anybody who's in the military knows you don't wear one hat. You've got several different tasks. I worked as a facility inspector for security and for intelligence operations. It was my job for the G2 shop. Anyway,
yes,
I'm walking along. An individual walks up to me and starts talking to me and says, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" "Hi, how you doing?" We're walking along and we're talking about what's going on with the inspection. He says, "Hey, are you going to fill out the applications for those new jobs that they're proposing?" And of course, I'm thinking, "Hey, new jobs." So I didn't want to say anything because I wanted to get that job, or I wanted to continue my career at that time. And there was a lot of cutbacks taking place. I'm talking, and of course, he carries on for an hour talking about that they need interrogators, that they're going to need process personnel, and that they're going to be working at these facilities or these temporary camps that they've already have proposed and mapped out. Walking along, he realizes I'm not giving any input. and then finally realizes I have no idea what the hell he was talking about other than I had bits and pieces of it, and immediately hightails it and walks away. The man hadn't talked to me, you know, hasn't talked to me since, never, you know, never made contact with me again. Even though I'd seen him many, many times, he realized that he had a piece that I didn't.
It's like calling. It's like calling a wrong phone number.
Yeah.
And you start talking and they just listen. Last night I called the wrong Eric and started just telling him about stuff. But it happened to be somebody who knew the person I was talking about, and they're going, "What?" You know, I was calling somebody out in California, and then I called a whole other person because I, you know, got the wrong phone number off the computer. Just amazing. Okay, anything else, Brandon?
No, I didn't really ask my question, but
ask your question. Go ahead, ask your question.
Well, my question was concerning. I was just wondering if you all had any information about corporate America assisting FEMA in enslaving the American population.
Oh, absolutely. We got lots of answers on that. A few final calls on the other side. I want to thank Mark for joining us. Stay with us.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
I want to answer that young man's question, Brandon, and then talk to Chuck and John. That'll be it for calls. We're going to try to have Mark up every few weeks as a guest with his great analysis. A good friend of mine. Glad to see him out of prison. We're about to go back to Mark here. Please support us in the work we do here. We are really trying to do some ambitious things against the New World Order. Visit InfoWars.com, the secure, safe shopping cart. Get Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror that exposes who's really behind the terror like no other film. Get American Freedom to Fascism that exposes the Federal Reserve and the IRS and the National ID Card and the North American Union. It's all happening. Get Loose Change Second Edition. Have the DVDs. Make the copies. Give them to people. There's over 50 videos you can get on the website, over 50 books, all the best stuff we found out there. 9/11 Inside Job t-shirts, pro-Second Amendment t-shirts, InfoWars bumper stickers at cost, Citizen Rule Books at cost, InfoWars.com. A lot of big discounts on the sites as well. The toll-free number to order is 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139 or PrisonPlanet.com. You can also order there as well. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cent a day internet membership. Please support us. That's how we're able to do this. Don't forget that. Mark, I want to go to two final calls and answer that fellow's question, but real fast, give out your website.
www.pbn.4mg.com. Again, that's www.pbn.4mg.com.
And we're going to have you up for 2 hours when the books are ready and out here in the next month or so. Definitely promote that. Answering the question about how corporate America works. Corporate America meet up at these big consortiums. We get their minutes, and they say, we want to adopt RFID to track the public. Let's all say how great it is in our ads. Or they say, we want to make people show ID to get them ready for the national ID card. Make everyone card for cigarettes or beer. I mean, can you answer his question?
Well, absolutely. The biggest problem we've got is the corporations are tied into, and there's nobody can deny that, are tied into virtually every aspect of military production. The Kama River truck plant, let's put it this way, middle of the Cold War. Russians need tactical transportation to get the war in to motivate their war machine. Guess who built the Kama River truck plant, the largest truck plant in the world? It covers square miles. It's not just one building. It's virtually...
That was Ford, wasn't it?
General Motors Corporation.
General Motors, yeah, I've seen
yeah,
that.
Okay, it's just, you know, the point is that General Motors built that plant in the middle of the Cold War to build virtually an exact copy, although it had a little different bumper system and fenders, but it's the M35 truck.
Yeah, they're behind it all. Let's go ahead and take a quick call. Chuck in Indiana, then John. Go ahead, Chuck.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Mark. Glad to see you're out and about there.
Thank you, sir.
I support you and Alex as well, and... I do a lot of posting on your InfoWars forum board. I'm known as Chuck41. But anyway, in Johnson County, Indiana, the capital is Franklin in Johnson County, they have what's called a work release program.
Yeah.
Now, you would think that the work release program would be owned by the taxpayers of the county, but it's not. It's owned by the county judges. Now, I was wondering if either one of you could explain to me how these thugs get away with this kind of stuff.
No. Total criminality is just being made public. I mean, pretty soon they'll be wearing crowns and we'll have to lick their boots, Mark.
Well, again, titles of nobility issue, this is the thing that the original 13th Amendment from before the Civil War addressed, that this would be a problem. Andrew Jackson, in his speeches, extensively talks about what would develop with regard to the titles of
nobility.
And it
has. We've got to get Mark back. Thanks, Chuck. John in Alabama, 30 seconds.
Yeah, I just wanted you to know that Rosie O'Donnell was touting today The Ghosts of Abu Ghraib. It's a special on HBO. It's been running ever since February the 22nd. She was taking the view against the administration, and they were pointing out how the victims are not just the people that are tortured, but the people doing the torturing. It has interviews with the people that were tortured and the people doing the torturing, and it was really good. That gal Hasselbeck, it's conservative side, she sounded pathetic because she said that, how are we going to get information?
We're out of time. Got to call me back tomorrow. Mark, thank you for spending time with us.
Thank you, Alex. God bless.
You bet. God bless you all. Get out there and take on the New World Order. Terror Storm.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.